Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Your awareness around the torus shape and toroidal energy fields, and potentially for some of those tuning in, this is the first time they've ever heard of such a thing. Can you describe the toroidal energy field and what's going on there?
Sure. If you picture this unified field like the sky above you, and we were going to compress, see, all physical energy, all physical matter is compressed energy. You have to first, let's like land on that. All the chair you're sitting in is energy that's been compressed into physical matter called a chair. The physical body that you're sitting inside of is energy that's been compressed into human form. The thoughts that you think are energies compressed into a thought. It's just everything is energy, everything. And it's just vibrating at different frequencies. And we're walking around inside of a huge energy reality, and it's different compressions in different ways, trees and rocks and rivers. It's all energy, all of it. So that's us inside of that reality. And now, if you think about the sky above you as the unified field for just a moment, it's obviously bigger than that, but this will just kind of give us a working analogy. If you saw the sky start to generate and compress itself into a funnel, like a vortex of a tornado, and then it would become a channel that descends and extends itself all the way to the earth, it hits the earth, and in terms of our consciousness, the earth steps us down as from being this, we're made of this unified field. This is us doing this. That's how we come into this dimension. We funnel, and then we channel, and then we hit the earth, and then what rises up from the earth after the earth steps it down for into the frequencies that are manageable in this dimension that are relative to where we are, I call it stepping it down for human consumption. And it rises as high as it can go. And as soon as it reaches its pinnacle with the amount of momentum that it has, it fountains. It like fountains like a water fountain that you would see in a lake as you're driving, you know, driving past some landscape in a golf course or something like that. And so it fountains around in every direction. And then consciousness is coming here. You as a conscious being, a conscious presence, are going to take that energy up again and give it another go of shooting it up as high as you can go. And it just recycles and recycles and recycles. And so this energy is funneling and channeling and hitting the earth and rising up. And then it fountains out, and then it gets taken back up at the tip of the spine, comes up our central channel, and then fountains around again. And then it gets taken up at the tip of the spine, and it does that over and over and over. And it's constantly being replenished from overhead with more. It's constantly hitting the earth and rising up and contributing to this. And the more gaps in our circuitry we have, the less momentum this rising energy has. And so our toric field is small and a little feeble and not very potent. And if we build circuits across those gaps, the rising energy has more potential, more potency. It rises higher and the toric field gets bigger and it vibrates at higher frequencies and we cover more territory. We can relate to more types of vibrational frequencies. We become more empowered to heal things, to change things, etc. So that toric field looks like a big donut. Excuse me. And we're here living inside the donut hole. Basically, if you stacked up a bunch of donuts, that's us. That's really all that's going on.
Such a yummy little experience we're having from that perspective. And this this is interesting because on many levels, but also there was a bit of a trippy dippy moment when I came across some of your work, and you were referring to us as, because there's this massive conversation around, you know, ascension, and everybody's talking about, you know, there's a collective awakening happening, ascension. And yet you use the term that, you know, for us doing the work, we're like the descending masters. And that was, it kind of was a bit of a flip. There's a few things that you flip, actually. but that was one of the flips where I was like, huh? And then it's the more I sat with it, the more I was like, oh, it's such a ode to wholeness that we are whole and that you know, we're down here. Sorry, I'm programming the response. Can you explain descending masters and what it means to you? Sorry, I'm
sure. Exactly where you were headed. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So we're made of light. We know this. We're made of high frequency energy. Everything is. We're made of the same. And we are coming into this dimension to awaken to ourselves as that while we're here. And so a byproduct of doing that is we liberate, we feel free, and you know, we experience ourselves as God source creators, unified conscious quantum beings, however you want to reference it, it's the same. And so we come into this as a gig to play and experience ourselves as creators, as generating life experiences, projecting a movie onto a movie screen and walking into that movie and what will I create? And that's really why we're here. It's what we're doing. But people don't realize that because they splatted when they got here. So when I say descended master, so we're made of the enlightenment that people are trying to ascend to. So there are parts of us that are here that are trying to wake up to that. And what I'm teaching people to do is to animate or identify as the energy itself that's funneling and channeling and coming in. So we understand that we're descending here into a body form to go out there and live a life that is based on the mastery of creatorship, not survivorship, okay? So the problem is we landed, we splatted, we got here, but we splatted and we created a false, incomplete version of ourselves. And we started defending that version of ourselves because we're afraid all the time. So we're like, hey, don't mess with me. Don't tell me who I am. No. And so people say, yeah, but you're kind of not nice. No, I'm fine. It's you. You know, we're just living in a crazy way because we're only experiencing a portion of ourselves, which begets fear. So the more fear-based we are, the more we're going to defend because we're trying to protect. So if you find yourself becoming defensive in a conversation or you're trying to protect something, and the only reason you would be doing that is if you're not really aware of your wholeness. Because if you were aware of your wholeness, you wouldn't need to defend anything. You would be fine. You would not be threatened. You would be available to help this other person with whatever confusion they're having in the illusion. So people that are splatted are the ones who are trying to ascend. People who are connected are the ones that know I'm descending and I'm just training myself to rise without interruption, without distortion, without interference on the line and continue doing my thing. And I'm here to help you do the same. It's more of that sort of thing. It's like we're in a game and people are taking it as if it's life and death. And it's not. It's a game. We are, in fact, eternal beings and we have nothing to lose, but we have to action with reverie, with reverence. We have to action with a sacred disposition that it matters, that there's heart and meaning in everything we do, because that's how you win the game. And it's what we're really made of. So I love to talk about that stuff. So yes, we are a descended master, and we are rising into the full expression of that mastery that we already are. But people interpret it like I'm seeking, and it infers that I'm incomplete. And, you know, you're not missing anything. It's all here. But we're so busy looking for it, we can't find it. We can't feel it.
Yoo!
hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.